parnasa b'tnim, and the sorel azazel, that for sure belongs in the second unit. With me? In the third unit, it's quite clear, belongs, we read in Parshat Akribos, in Pasuk Chav Dalet, V'yosoes olaso v'esolasa'am, that's the Elo, the Elo, his Isle, the Isle of the Am, that belongs in the third unit. That's quite clear. So how many things were clear? Tovah Shel Shachar, right? What else did we say? The Chav Dalet, V'yosoes olaso v'esolasa'am, That's the Elo, the Eil Ha'am, his Isle on the Isle of the Am. That belongs to the third unit. That's quite clear. So how many things were clear? Tovah Shel Shachar, right? What else did we say? The Par, the two Su'irim, and the Elo, the Eil Ha'am. Six are crystal clear. We know exactly where they belong. Right? One in the first, three in the second, and two in the third. That's for sure. We don't know about the following. We know there's six, there are ten missing. What are the ten which are missing? Let's take a look at the ten which are missing. The Musafim. What are the Musafim? How many are there? What are the Musafim? What is there? No, what is there? Par, what did we say? Par Echad. Now, Ayah that we just said before we accounted for, that's the same as Ayah, and the seven Kavas. So Par and something, that's eight. Eight. Then, later on, is a Soyer, which is also Musaf. Seer is in Echad Echad, that's Parsak Yud Aleph. That's it. So we have a Par, a Soyer, and seven Kavas. We don't know where they belong. And the Tavash of Edavayim, we don't know where that belongs either. There were a total of 10 korbanos. We're not sure where they belong. We don't know where they belong. We can't even sure where they belong. That's a major dispute. We'll discuss that at great length. Okay? Do you have, everyone has an overview of what's happening now? You have a question? Ask me now. Lo abai shalom. No questions? Now we can. Rashi tells you where they belong. I guess the moment since we're having so much open now, let's read the Rashi, and then we'll see later. It's not so simple. Rashi's right. Rashi gives you an order. Pasuk Chav Gimel. So Bala, I'm always with Rashi. Lahotis Akafis Amafta. That's it. It's janitorial services. Who pashed as bigly abad? Ach, ashal tziem. The lovish bigly zav. The tomish alvein arbayim. So Rashi gives the first giveaway. Don't write it down yet. Doesn't want to keep two columns or three columns. Until now everything was agreed. Now we're in some controversy. Rashi says the bein arbayim is what we will call the fifth tvila. Right, 1, 3, 5. That's what Rashi says. The zeseder avodos. Tomish al shachar be bigly zav. Avodas parvasol v'apnimim v'ktora shol machta v'bring their lover v'eilo v'eil ha'om u'miktsas ha'musafin v'bignei zov. Rashi is already giving us a curveball. Some of the musafin v'bignei zov v'otsoas ha'fum machta v'bignei lover u'shiori ha'musafin v'tama shol b'en ha'abayim u'ktora sa'eichol shol gabi v'bignei ha'pnimim v'bignei zov. So Rashi gave us his opinion. What is his opinion? The Musafim are split, doesn't tell you how, between the third and the fifth, and the Ben Abayim is in the fifth. So Rashi gave us more or less his opinion, didn't give you every prat, didn't tell you how to split the Musafim. That's what Rashi says.
First year in the Lovah?
No. Third and fifth are both big dissolved. That's the Pnimi. That's in the second tier. That's the big Lovah. Big deal love, for sure. Everything's a big deal love. But I've all done things. Everybody with me? Now we're going to open the Gemara. and we can close the Chumash for the moment and follow up, and we're going to try to analyze this speculative Torah Shabbat Peta.
Sorry.
Wow, we're almost finished because we're going to have a minchas, so but you can put it on if you want. Bring your table over from Mayor.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's all right. So there's no interruption. That folder is in my shtender, by the way. The one that I gave you. There. Okay? Okay. So I asked you to take a look in the Mishnah, Laman Aleph and Beis. It's not in any way to say that the first 30 of Laman not important. But since we are limited in our time, we're trying to concentrate on Avodah Yom Kippurim proper. Hoshat Yorad V'Toval Kolo V'Nistapuk Hevilo B'Gdezok. Now we're beginning the actual Avodah, this is the first Tevila. V'Kidesh Yodah V'Raglov Hevilo Asatomit Keretzo, which Keretzo means they did the beginning of the Shkita, just enough for the Shkita. U'mirek Acher Shkita Al Yodah. Someone else had to complete the shechita. Why? So he could go and get a pot. The kibbutz has adam. See, he has to do everything, the kohen gadol. So he has to do the shechita and collect the blood at the same time. If you do a regular shechita and just complete the... Why are you using a small gemara for? Big gemaras. If you complete the shechita, sever the trachea and the esophagus completely, the blood would come pouring out so fast, he couldn't get the pot in time, but create the blood. See, that's just the rove. And the rove doesn't all come out, and then someone else finishes, and he stands up with the pot. That's how it says in the mission. What do you do then? Kibbutz es adam. Zroko, he poured it on the regular every other day. In the Azara, it goes to Shtayim Shein Arba, we say every morning. Fine. The nichas lahak the Torah shel shachar, the regular Torah shel shachar. Ulahate was a neighbors, the regular atabas and neighbors. Ulahaka was a rosh, Vesay Varam, Bachavitin, Vesayayin. The regular stuff. This is everyday work. Every single day he did it. Says the Mishnah, Ktoras Shal Shacha, Haisa Kreva, Bein Dam Le'evorim. What does that mean? Between the Zrikas Adam and the burning of the limbs of the Korban Ola of Talmud Shel Shach. This is what the Mishnah says. Is the Mishnah clear? I hope so. You have to get the order a little bit. What's the order over here? The order is, of course, Shechita. Then you have Kabbalas Adam, Zrikas Adam, Haktoras, Hatavas Haneiris, and then Haktoras Eivorim of the Talmud, then the Chavitin, and then is the Nisachim. This is the order. All right. So if you have to memorize it, try to minimize how much you have to memorize. What will we say over here? Obviously, Shechita before Zrika. You don't have to say that. That's obvious. You can't sprinkle the blood before you shed. You're not going to do it. Take out a needle. So obviously, we can say it as follows: Zrika Saddam. All right. Haktoras Ketores. Hatavas Haneiris, Hakravas Imurim, Hakravas Eivorim, Chavitim, and Nisachim. Six things you have to memorize. Not so bad. Let's see, what are the six things? Chazar again. Zrikas Adam, Haktores, Hatavas Neiris, Hakravas Eivorim, Chavitim, and Nisachim. Yain is Nisachim. This should be familiar to some of you from the Siddur. Anyone here say I have a Masada every morning? Not yet? Well, maybe starting tomorrow. Starting today. Why should we do it tomorrow? Open up the Gemara. Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Say it every day. Gives you an idea what's happening. It says over here in the Gemara, on the third line, Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Abai have Masada, Masada, Baruch HaMishmei, the Gemara, Alibad Abashol. That's about various wood they used to put under his bear. Again with wood. With these seven kvasim, often in the morning, Tevila 1, who par all of the soyer anasa b'chutz in Tomer Shel Bein Harbayim. And the par and the soyer which are musaf were in Tomer Shel Bein Harbayim. They were at the end. Is that what it means?
So you had the Musafim split. Seven and they're a total of nine, right? Musafim. Seven in Tefillah 1 and two in Tefillah 5. Is that what Rabbi Akiva says there in the Mishnah? It's a question of punctuation. We have no punctuation in the time of the Tanakh. We know that we assume the Tanakh is the fifth, but we don't know about the power and the sorrow of Muslims. How do you put the sentence? What was Rabbi Akiva's sentence? He said, Rabbi Akiva may have come and shall shaka how you crave it. That refers back to the seventh cross. Then it says, who para all of the sorrow and asa b'chutz, how you crave it and come and shall pain our mind. So the simple reading of that is that it belongs to the fifth tevilah. But of course the Gra already puts a monkey wrench by saying that the two words how you crave it, according to Tosa, don't belong, which makes it much more ambiguous. If you have the words how you crave it, it sounds quite clear that they were offered in the fifth tevilah. Are you crave, referring back to Lashon Rabbah, to the power of the Sayyid. If you take out the words how you crave, it says, in Tamash Hashem how you crave, then in the power of all of the Sayyid and Nasa of the Chutz, in Tamash Hashem Arbaim. So when is that? Does it mean the power of all of, refers, goes back to the first Tvila, and Sayyid of the Chutz is with the fifth Tvila? Is that what it means? That's the first possibility. No, excuse me. For the second part, that's the first part of the Gemara, and the fifth field. The second part of the Gemara, Vilna, Hovikama, in Tomash Oshava Yifrei, in the power of all the Vahadai, and the power is in the morning, Tzvilu Aleph. The Soya and Asa Mechutz, in Tomash Obeinu Abayim. So the power and the Soya are split, according to Rabbi Kiva, according to the second possibility. The power is in the morning, and the sorrow will be in the afternoon. Okay, that's certainly a possibility according to Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. That's what it sounds like. It would be according to the second possibility. That's question one the Gemara asks. Doesn't resolve itself at all. The Sue, second question. Para ol Rabbi Eliezer, the Shire. Rabbi Eliezer didn't say read the word about the para ol. Amos Abadu. Amos Abadu. What is it done? He left it out. The Sue. Bein Rabbi Elaz ben Rabbi Akiva, ein burei chatas emas avidu. The eis chelev achatas yakir amitvecha. That's the last pasuk we learned on Thursday. It's pasuk chapei, I think it was. Especially the room of the chatas apnimios, which we put on the mitzvah. When was that done? Omar Rava, these three questions. Mamashkachas lamit hakanta, el ol Rabbi Elaz ben Tanam Tzibayar Shmuel, ol Rabbi Akiva did kidito sefta. And therefore he gives up on the Mishnah. Can't figure the Mishnah out, it's not locked. And therefore I would like to, following the lead of Rava, analyze Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elezer first, not the Mishnah, the Gemara's version of their respective position, and come back to the Mishnah later on. Because the Mishnah is not going to be so smooth. Let's read the Tosefta's version. Let's first start with the Tanavei Shmuel's version of Rabbi Elezer. The Tanavei Shmuel Rabbi Elezer Omer. First, why not? Yotza v'osa elo ve'elo'ov ve'emu re'chakos amul para olo v'shivas v'os v'sor anas v'chutz im tamin shobein arbaim. So everything's accounted for. This is gewaldic. Everything is perfectly accounted for. What do you do? Everything is there. What do you do, Ponte Rabbelez? Elo ve'elo'ov and emu re'chakos is done when? In Tefillah 3. Para olo v'shivas v'os v'sor Anasa b'chutz, all the Musafim, every Musaf, is done when? Is done in Tefillah 5, in Tamash Obein Arabayim. So it's Gevaldik, so we know Pashim Shana Rabbi Elezer. All the Musafim are done in Tamash Obein Arabayim. Every one of them. This is a simple reading of Rabbi Elezer of the call of the Gemara, of the Tanah of Shmuel. You got everything clear? Nothing should be missing now. Everything is accounted for. Good. Rabbi Kiva the Tosefta Nahi, Tanya Rabbi Kiva Omer, Para Ola B'Shivas Kvas B'Tamash Al Shach, are you craving? And he gives you the reason in Shenema, V'Vat Ola Savok Asher Olach Kvatasu Ateila, that public is found in which Yontif, by the way. Not Yom Kippur, but rather what? Rabbi Tari, you know. No. V'Vat Ola Savok Asher Olach Kvatasu Ateila, the next one is Ka'ela Tasu Layom Shivas Omer. Pesach. But although it's said by Pesach, we can derive from it But all the saboga, all the tamid, that the nusav should be as close as possible to the tamid shel shabbat. That should be keeping. He puts the karbanos musav earlier in the first tevila. But why the soil later? But the kiva can see that the soil later. We'll see in a minute. Vachakach avodas hayom and the tevila shniya. Vachakach. Here the two gears again. The grower and the others. Sar anas of the foots. Shenemar. See, we just saw the pasuk of Avidra. Sir Ezim Echad Chatos, Milvav Chatos HaKippurim. You can't let the Sar on the first tevila of Rabbi Akiva. Because it's impossible. Milvav Chatos HaKippurim. What does Milvav mean? Aside from it, she also has a connotation of after. The Hakam Elo Ve'elo Om, the Hakam Yimur Echatos, the Hakam Kama Shavein Arbay. Fine, it's Gavaldim. Good, a few more lines of the My time with the Rabbi Lezer, Ovid could exceed. Ovid Beration, the Torah's Kohanim, the Vayikra. The other Ovid, the Kumash of Fakunim, the Vamidra. It's all the Musaf, the Kohanim, the push till the end. But they, all the Musaf, every last Musaf follows the complete Seder Avodah, especially Yom Kippur Avodah. Perfect. Isn't that what have you said before? What did you say before? What did he do? He did Eilo Ve'elo He finished Yom Kippur the Gavodah, and then everything's later. Para Olus, it was Klossim, Sawyer, Thomas, everything's later. Gavodah. He had the whole Akrimos and the whole Pinchas. It's so flat. Rabbi Kiva could have got 20 times. We just learned. About all the Saboka, Shel, all the Satamit. Amalu Safin, Tamash Shach Ramadu. So that's the dispute. It's a Machlok, it's a Tanoi. Yeah.
According to Rabbi Kiva, the
Masoir is in Rufa. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Soir Hanaseh Bafut. When is it? Well, just let's take a look. The Hakat Sar and Ach top line. Sar and Ach the foot should never have a series of Machadachatas. The Levad Harazaki Purim. The Hakat Elo Ve Elo. That presumably is in Tefillah 3. The Hakat Inu Re Tatas. Presumably also in 3. The Hakat presumably in 5. Thomas Shobain Rabbein. A little bit misleading because this sounds like one big continuum. We'll discuss that in the Kishim a little bit later. But this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Okay? So far, so good? Good. So we have so far two opinions. Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Akiva. We know the Klar, we think, according to the Gemara's version. The Mishnah's version we haven't gotten to. The Gemara's the Mishnah's not Matakanta. So we don't want to speculate too much about the Mishnah yet. So within the Gemara we have a Klar. Now we have a little, some other nuances according to Rabbi Akiva. Which the Gemara is going to say in a minute. Rabbi Lezer, I met Milvat Chazak Yikurim, my other leg. When we brought out Mashiach Zemachap, Zemachap, which we discussed, I believe, last week, about Tumas Mikdash Vikadosha, but the detail is not the cap on everything. Rabbi Yudah Meir Ishmo, Mishmo means Rabbi Akiva Sirashi. Rabbi has a different version of Rabbi Akiva. What does he say? Echot of the seven Tavasim is split. Echot Karev Tumas Shal Shachar. Vishisham Tamash Abayin Arabayim. He splits the seven Kavasim. Rabbi Lezer and Shimon agrees to split in a different way. Only Mishmael, Shisha Kravim and Tamash Shachar, Viachan and Tamash Abayin Arabayim. So now we have four opinions, right? One according to Rabbi Lezer in the Gemara, and three according to Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara. According to the first two, according to the first Rabbi Akiva, all the Kavasim are in the first Tevila. According to the second and third verse of Rabbi Akiva, the Kvasma split between the first and the fifth Tevila. Either split 1 and 6, or split 6 and 1. My Tanar de Rabban. Who is really Rabban? Rabban in these two previous Tanoim in their emendation of Rabbi Akiva. Because Terei Kroi, Tzivit. Tzivit, Lovat, Olasam.